This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 10th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
So the next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2015-11 Ethic. And we have Sam Levor, Jessica. Is Jessica here?
She's in the...
Oh, Jessica. Hi, Jessica Selenkoff. And here to discuss the matter from OGC. And we also...
Mr. Bates, Mr. Lowenstein?
Yes, I'm here. Mr. Bates.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Nathan Lowenstein, Counsel for Ethic.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bates and Mr. Lowenstein, and we sincerely apologize for you having to be on the telephone for so long, but we appreciate your patience.
I have a rollover minute, so it's all good.
That's good. Mr. Levor, do you have a presentation, please?
Yes, thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Chair Revel, and good afternoon, evening, commissioners. Agenda document 1561A is a draft response to an advisory opinion request submitted by Ethic Incorporated. Ethic has developed a mobile application that uses, among other things, commission data to match users with ideologically similar candidates and corporations. The request asks four questions about the proposal's permissibility. First, whether Ethic may display factual information about candidates and corporations to its users. Second, whether Ethic may use aggregated commission data as part of its matching algorithm. Third, whether Ethic may license its data set, including aggregated commission data, to third parties. And fourth, whether Ethic may sell advertising space on its application to third parties, including political candidates and committees. And the draft answers all these questions in the affirmative. And then finally, Ethic also asks if it will be subject to any reporting requirements under the Act or Commission regulations. And the draft concludes Ethic will not need to file any reports with the Commission. There were no comments on the draft or request. Here to answer questions.
Thank you. Are there any...
What's the deadline for this advisory opinion?
I'm sorry?
What is the deadline for this advisory opinion?
The deadline is November 30th.
November 30th.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have any specific questions of counsel or any other commissioner? Any questions?
Well, I do. I'm sorry. I'll defer. And I'll...
Commissioner Warren.
Not a question. I just want to say that I have reviewed the draft. I'm prepared to support it.
As am I. Commissioner Goodman, did you have a question?
Yeah, I had a question for the requester. Is this Mr. Lowenstein?
Correct.
Yes, Mr. Lowenstein, Commissioner Goodman, you made a representation that you view your ethics application as a news organization or media company that is distributing information to readers?
That is correct.
Okay. Could you elaborate on that a little bit, why you categorize your application as a news organization or media company? And what its news gathering function is, and its dissemination function.
I think it is fairly characterized in that way, insofar as the purpose of the app is to inform voters and consumers, and to match voters and consumers with candidates who may share their preferences. And because it's also being updated regularly with recent current events and prompts, so as to better determine the preferences of individual voters, it's very much up to date, and in that respect is a news organization.
Do you exercise, do you employ journalists?
No, there are no journalists employed to my knowledge.
Okay. Do you aggregate news? Is that, when I understand that, you're going to help create a personal profile. What are you delivering to people? Are you delivering news shorts? What are you, links to news articles? What are you delivering to these people?
Well, maybe I should take a step back, if I may, to describe Ethic at a high level. So the purpose of Ethic is to for people to use this app, which is free, and to get a profile for each user. And so they'll be asked a variety of questions, what they think about a variety of political issues, and on a variety of current events, which will help determine for the app what that user thinks and believes. And that information will be used to match them up with candidates who they may like or dislike. And each candidate that's on the app would be given a score that would be relatively high. Let's say if the user were broadly liberal speaking, then a candidate who had largely liberal positions would get a relatively high score, and a conservative one would get a relatively low score. Conversely, if the user were conservative, a liberal candidate would get a relatively low score, and a conservative one would get a relatively high score. So I'm not sure if that helps give you some background on what the app is and how it uses information.
Let me explain to you what I'm getting at. I read in your request, Ethic is a nonpartisan news organization media company available via a mobile platform that enables its users to make more educated voting and purchasing decisions. Now, if I subscribe for free to a daily update from the Washington Post or the New York Times, I'm sure I can tailor some of the news that I get from them. And with yours, I'm not sure I'm getting anything other than I can't tell what I'm getting. I guess because I haven't been able to use your application, I can't tell exactly what I'm getting. But if you are a news organization or media company, the answer here might be very different than the proposed answer that you see that is blue. And it's while you might get yes either way, the rationale is profoundly different. Because if you're a news organization or media company that's delivering news content about candidates and businesses, you're exempt from our regulations, wholly exempt under a separate statutory and regulatory doctrine called the press exemption. And so I couldn't tell from your request that you are a bona fide news organization. I think that the draft you see reflects some that people weren't necessarily impressed that you that Ethic qualifies as a bona fide news organization media company as opposed to something else. And so I guess I'm asking you, can you help categorize yourself or define yourself for the commission as a news organization or media company by the content that you deliver to people?
This is a very important legal fork in the road.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead. Did you complete your question?
No, it's a very important legal fork in the road that we take if you're a bona fide news organization. So I
think it's fair to characterize Ethic as a news organization, but it's certainly not a traditional news organization in the sense of the Washington Post or Fox News, for example, would be a more traditional news organization. But it is the case that Ethic is intending to present its users with current event information, with perhaps articles or other news content. And so in that regard, I think it is fair to characterize them as a news organization, but because it's not a traditional news organization, we felt it was the safest course to ask the questions that we did ask and get the answers that we did.
Okay, so I take it you're not asking for the press exemption from the FEC?
That is correct.
Okay.
Oh, I thought he was going to ask another question. Commissioner Weintraub.
Could I just ask Mr. Lowenstein, I know that Commissioner Goodman cares a great deal about the press exemption, but perhaps Mr. Lowenstein just wants to get confirmation that he's okay to proceed with his plan. So, Mr. Lowenstein, do you have any concerns about the answer set forth in Draft A?
No, I thought the opinion was perfectly fine from our perspective.
Thanks.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have a quick question. This is on page 4. This is a question for my colleagues, not for Mr. Lowenstein. So page 4, line 19 through 21. I know this was a couple of sentences that were added, I believe, at one or all of your office's request to an earlier draft. And I just wanted to just understand a little more clearly the importance of that language and why that needed to be put in.
Line 14.
Line 19 through 21. So it's the language that says Ethic proposes to limit the candidates and committees it chooses to display in its app, but Ethic will do so based on only objective business criteria, and Ethic does not support any particular candidate, political party, organization, or political cause. And the main reason I just ask is we've got a lot of different kind of like technological organizations, payment process, you know, dealing with payment processing and other things, and I know that limiting the number of candidates that can be incorporated into the site is, I know that sometimes can be a significant factor. In this particular case, where it's not payment processing, so you're not really providing a service to a contributor, and you're not providing a service to a political committee either. I just wanted to know. Was this just a factual representation,
right,
or was this? Or did you think that this was an important premise for reaching the conclusion?
No, I actually think that this was done just to make it clear that they're not a political committee.
Okay.
So that there's comfort, but it was not intended to create an issue such okay. as. I mean, we actually thought that it would be helpful as I.
Okay. This is a small proposal. Hopefully it's a non-controversial one, but it's and it may seem trivial, but may help some of us sleep better at night. On line 21, we use thus as if that mm-hmm. contributes, that was a premise leading to the conclusion, the commission thus concludes that ethics proposed display.
Okay.
Can we strike the thus?
Line 22
of page 4. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Right.
I don't think it alters it in any way, but
it's fine with me.
Okay. Then other than that, I'm fine with the draft.
Okay.
Bear with me 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Temperature's jacked up.
How late should we go?
I got a question. Is it critical to have that language is repetitive? It appears on page 2 verbatim from lines 8 to 11.
Right. This is sort of the conclusion of that. I don't have a problem with it being struck.
It's in the facts. And if you want right. to go to based on the facts presented, the commission concludes that ethics proposed, we could do something like that.
Okay.
But, okay, then let's just strike that. And that means...
So that would be 19...
So strike lines 19 to 21.
21.
Until you get to the sentence, the commission concludes.
And instead say, based on the facts presented.
The commission concludes that ethics proposed display of information regarding candidates' voting records, statements, and campaign finance is permissible. You don't lose anything because the language is above. Right. Is that okay?
It's fine.
Okay.
Is that all right? Okay. All right. Everybody, did you
Do you have that, Madam Secretary?
Yes, we're striking the sentence that is on lines 19 and 21 on page 4.
Right, and then adding, based on the facts presented,
the commission concludes. And striking the word
ethics
thus.
Ethics proposal, yes, yeah, strike thus. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, is there a
No, just before we go to motions, for Mr. Lowenstein's benefit, Mr. Lowenstein, I appreciate you coming to the commission. I understand that you have an application to take to market to get capitalized, and so having a document from the FEC certainly helps you. I would encourage you, in addition to this, to look at the FEC's press exemption. Getting this opinion does not preclude you from coming back for another request in the future. But you didn't provide us enough to make a conclusion on that issue. And so since it's not foreclosed, you may want to take a look at that issue and bring it back to the commission in the future, depending on the content and functionality of your application.
That's great. We appreciate it, and we will certainly take it under consideration.
Certainly.
All right. Well,
maybe he'd just be happy getting his yes today.
We're going to give him both, perhaps.
Okay. All those in... Oh, there's a motion. Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In consideration of advisory opinion request 2015-12, FEC, I move approval of draft A, which is agenda document 15-61-A, as amended at the table.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, Madam Secretary. Oh, I'm sorry. All those opposed? Did you vote no?
I said no.
No? Okay. Twice. I'm sorry. It's been a long day for all of us. That motion passes 5-1 with Commissioner Weintraub, myself, Vice Chair Peterson, Commissioner Hunter, and Commissioner Goodman voting aye, and Commissioner Walter voting no.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd just like to note that Mr. Lavore here is an intern from NYU Law School and has done a wonderful job of creating consensus on the commission, so well done.
Yes.
Good job.
Well, welcome.